Hello, welcome to episode 11 of Hammock Talks with DJ. I'm DJ and thank you so much for listening, watching. Thank you. I want to talk today about ups and downs. That has been a topic that has been on my mind for quite some time, the consistency of my ups and downs, because believe it or not, that does create a pattern in your life. And let me start by saying what I'm talking about when I mean ups and downs. I am talking about, like, there is things during your day that you want to accomplish, right? So for me personally, it's waking up at a good hour, right, early in the morning, going really taking the time and meditating. And I was about to say, like, going to the gym, but before that, I spend an hour getting myself together. Okay, so I open my eyes, I don't touch my phone, I breathe, I start thanking God, thanking my spirit guides, thanking the universe for my wonderful day today. I say how thankful I am to wake up, and this is all just still me in bed, right? My mind starts going in that way. That's how I start my day. That is the expectation of how I start my day, okay? Stick with me here. I then stand up, stretch my body, go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, splash really cold water in my face. I love doing that. Sometimes in the morning I take a shower, sometimes I take it at night, so depends how, you know, what's going on with my hair or whatever. Anyway, hop on the shower, don't hop on the shower, whatever. Get dressed, and then I open my phone. Then I see my calendar. Then I take a vitamin shot or like a juice shot, drink my water, you know, my vitamins, my birth control, and then I go to the gym. I go to the gym on an empty stomach, is how I like to do it. But then, you know, those are the expectations that I have during my day. Like, I have expectations that I post on my TikTok account, that I make some sort of post on my TikToks, like my Hammock Talks with DJ that's growing, barely has any followers, and then my DJ.Diandra TikTok, that's my main account. And then I come back, eat healthy, right? I don't eat something like unhealthy to me that's gonna, you know. So those are the expectations that I have throughout my day, that I read, that I write every single day. So, and then just like I have those expectations, so do you, right? But aren't there days that you just can't get those things done? That's what I mean about the ups and downs. That day I just described to you, that would be an up. And then there are days that I scroll on TikTok for, you know, however many minutes while I'm in bed. And I, you know, I don't get dressed, or I don't go to the gym, or I eat unhealthy, or, and then I don't read, and then I don't write, and I don't do the things that I know I want to do. Not even supposed to do, because I have fabricated my whole life around the idea of I am going to do what I want to do. I'm not going to do what I am supposed to do. I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to do that. I'm not going to do that anymore. I just looked for my water and didn't find it. My water is all the way over there. It's okay. Because I can't pause the video. I'm not a good editor yet that I'm like, anyway, that I can edit my video and such, but like I make one constant video of 15 minutes and then I post, and that's enough, because right now I don't have the time to spend so much on all this, but hopefully one day that would be awesome. But anyways, that's what I mean when I say the ups and downs. And then in the downs, you're kind of constantly battering yourself, right? And that's another idea that I want to talk about, because when you are constantly battering yourself, that's called self-judgment. And we have a lot of that. We're not following the expectations that we put on ourselves, and therefore we kick ourselves, and therefore it's worse, and therefore we eat unhealthy, and then it spirals into bigger things, right? Here's the thing. Those ups and downs, my thoughts on it, they're gonna happen. They're gonna happen regardless with everyone. life happens, right? Sometimes you really just don't fucking feel like it, right? You really just don't. So, how about we challenge ourselves into thinking a little bit differently about those ups and downs? How about we challenge ourselves into thinking that my regular state of being is just doing and following what I feel and respecting how I feel and going throughout my day about just following, not about, but just going throughout my day of following how I feel. Therefore, there will be no ups and downs because you're challenging that thought. It's just going to be something constant. Something, Benji, mama, stop doing that, please. It's just a constant thing of being. Wouldn't that, in a way, minimize your self-judgment? So let's say, give you an example. I started 2023 podcast posting all the time, every day at a very high level. Then I crashed, went all the way down, didn't post for a week, didn't record for a week, didn't write for a week, which is very important to me, didn't read for a week, went all down. When I went up again, I was like, this up and down thing is not for me. I am going to decide each day as I go. So there won't be a I get it. There is structural things, right? Where, for example, if I take it upon myself that posting on TikTok, even not having it monetized right now, is part of my job for my long-term goals, or posting podcast every week is part of my job for my long-term goals, or whatnot, or because I just feel like it. When you put, you follow what I'm saying? Because when you put an expectation into that, it changes to should, woulda, coulda, you know? And then those self-judgment comes. But when you, and follow me here, when you are deciding your day, every day, when you wake up, you decide what you're gonna do. When you go to that constant change, maybe that would minimize your up and downs. And if you can't do that, that's fine. But also work on the self-judgment that not doing the thing that you want to do when you told yourself you were gonna do, and all those things, it can be a lot of pressure. In a way, that's all I'm trying to say. It can be a lot of pressure that you put on yourself when you have high expectations. And low and the down parts of the up and down, the down parts only come because there are very high parts. There are very high ups. But if you don't have very high ups, if you don't have a perfect day every single day, and you don't have a bad day every single day, if you just try to go with the flow, let go and let God, and say, okay, yeah, I didn't feel like eating healthy today. Let me feed my body this desire that I want, and I will feel like eating healthy, you know, in my next meal. And kind of going with it as it comes. Maybe the self-judgment and the pressure that we put on ourselves wouldn't be so high. Don't you think? I mean, I'd love to have somebody else sitting in my hammock right now so I can just play thoughts off of my head. And in a way, because I am really just curious to know how people manage that, the ups and downs. Ever since, again, my opinion, because I don't have anybody to bounce off ideas, next to me, my while I'm swinging right now. Ideally, you want to live in a constant state of just calmness and peace. Whereas, like, you're going about your day, you're doing what you feel, you're moving forward, you're respecting your desires throughout the day. You are, even if you had it, if you didn't have a perfect day, that's okay. Because you didn't have that best day, but you also didn't have a worst day, and you kind of stay in that constant. And if something amazing happens to you, you're calm, you're not jumping up and down. And something bad happens to you, you're not devastated and crying. It's just kind of like a natural mood stabilizer. And it's an ability that takes a lot of practice to be in a constant. Because I can only talk about myself, I know I go off topic a lot, but because I can only talk about myself, I will say that I have been practicing that consistency in a calm manner and just stay stabilized instead of saying things like, wow, I had a perfect day yesterday. Let me have a perfect day today. Instead of putting that pressure on myself, I'm just like, yeah, I did my best yesterday. I'm going to do my best today too. And it's going to be great. You know, and kind of pausing that conversation there. I have been doing that. And I got myself to record a new episode. It brought myself my energy back, my scheduling skills back, where I say, okay, even if, you know, I don't have any time available in that, you know, 12 hours a day like that I have, I can record at night and I can still post it, and there's still going to be time, and there's, you know, and just be calm with that consistency and that constant. It's kind of just being the mood stabilizer. And I tell myself, I really do, I say, I love to be in this peace of mind, in this calmness, where if I win $1 million tomorrow out of the blue, I am going to be calm, and I'm going to thank the world, thank God, thank the universe, thank my guides, and, you know, thank whoever you want to thank, and I'm going to be calm. And if something terrible happens tomorrow, I'm also going to be calm, and I'm still going to thank God, and I'm still going to thank my spirit guides, I'm still going to thank the world, the universe, thank you. I'm still going to be thankful regardless of the outside circumstances that happens with me. And I'm still going to be calm regardless of the outside circumstances that happens to me. So that's my main point with talking about ups and downs. It's a curious thought to just live your life in a I am good either way. I am good, you know, I'm very visual, so I'm saying like in a flat line, I suppose to say, you know. And I hope it doesn't sound, I don't know, morbid, or just like, just be the same regardless of what happens to you. But really, guys, this has been the most, this little experiment that I've been doing on myself, of the ups and downs, and analyzing and really thinking about it and thinking why and what pushed me to, and coming back and kind of learning about my own ups and downs, really brought me to the realization that I am happier, I am calmer, I am more patient, I am happier longer periods of time, and I am more patient longer periods of time. And when I go off the wagon, and when I, you know, get a little unstable, I am still, the amount of time that it takes me to get back to my Benji, the amount of time that it takes me to get back to my stable state of mind is shorter. It's not a week. It's not it's 2 days, a day, you know, like, I'm good, you know, and having that stability. Sorry, I think Benji might have. I don't know. Okay, I won't say that. All right. Anyway, so that's what I really mean. It's about the amount that it takes you to go back, get back on the wagon, and it's the amount of time that it takes you to just be okay with yourself again, and because you know this life of ups and downs, and you have to be stable. You have to have a strong foundation and hang on and say, okay, bring me what you have to bring me. I am okay regardless. I am patient regardless. I am happy regardless. I am calm regardless. I am stable regardless. So those are my final thoughts about ups and downs. Thank you so much for listening. And I am gonna start posting every single Sunday, so watch out for that. I know that I said that I was like, when I posted, just to clarify, when I posted my podcast, I posted all of them at once, and I had those materials, so I had 10 plus the intro episode to post every week, and it was my intention to post every week, but the thing posted all together, and when I realized, I'm like, you know what? Like, it's okay. Let it post. I know I need a little bit of time to, you know, come back to my stable state of mind. So, and then redo it and have time and have the energy and have just, you know, the balls. It takes some balls to just openly just talk and you know, 'cause I'm really talking to myself right now. But I do that anyway. I talk to myself a lot. And if you're not talking to yourself, I highly suggest you start because it's the best thing you'll ever do for yourself, and you're gonna get a stronger peace of mind. So, again, thank you so much for listening and watching. I will be posting every Sunday, so watch out for next Sunday's episode. And my YouTube videos are coming very, very soon. I am still working on the editing part of it because it takes a little bit, but they're coming. So, thank you so much.